Thank you for tuning in to Prevailing Word Broadcast. This message is presented by Reverend Ibu Asan, the head pastor of Prevailing Word Chapel. Enjoy this insightful kingdom living message.
Genesis 2:7.
Now Sarah, Abraham's wife, bore him no children, and she had an handmaid, an Egyptian, whose name was Hagar.
Na Abraham neye oye Sarah na onwo na na owo abawa wo friend Hagar oye Mizraimi.
And Sarah said unto Abraham, Behold, now the Lord has restrained me from bearing. I pray you go in unto my maid, it may be that I may obtain children by her. And Abraham hearkened to the voice of Sarah.
Na Sarah say nikun Abraham there. She Erase esu mawo kwan na ebia se ekoma bawa ninche na obama hienso yenyaba na Abraham pindo na otse Sarah nze.
And Sarah, Abraham's wife, took Hagar, her maid Egyptian, after Abraham had dwelt 10 years in the land of Canaan, and gave her to her husband Abraham to be his wife.
Na Sarah oye Abraham near ze ne akwa oye Hagar ze Egyptian yinu ma Abraham na onyene tina infidu wo asasa wo frenu Kenya no do.
And he went in unto Hagar, and she conceived, and when she saw that she had conceived, her mistress was despised in her eyes. And Sarah said unto Abraham, My wrong be upon you.
Na ohu Sarah na Sarah fa efun na abra Sarah of
Hagar
ofa efunu obu ni madam enyimtia na Sarah ketre Abraham de mo boni ni narasio.
I have given my maid into your bosom, and when she saw that she had conceived, I was despised in her eyes.
Na meze ma ba wanu mo na abra ohu de wafa efunu obum enyitia wowenim.
The Lord judge between me and you. But Abraham said unto Sarah, Behold, your maid is in your hand, do to her as it pleases you.
Na okechre ni de Abraham say Sarah de we abawa no ohyehun sem ye ni de mo wara ehwehwe.
And when Sarah dealt harshly or hardly with her, she fled from her face.
Na abra Sarah ocean in yaw asino ugwanifi nenim.
And the angel of the Lord found her by a fountain of water in the wilderness, by the fountain in the way to Shur.
Na obofu ni shia de ona pesalu wo ku.
Father, we pray that you bless your word as we go through it this morning. Inspire us to speak as your oracles. And Father, we vow to give you the glory as always. Meet the needs of the married, of the single, and of all the people who are here. May we never be the same. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
All right, this month is dedicated to singles.
We
want our singles to be strong and spiritual. We want them not to be single and weak. We want them to be single but strong. And we want them to be spiritual as well. At the end of the day, we want them to serve the Lord with all their heart, because the unmarried cares for the things of the Lord. Don't be single and desperate. Don't be single and lonely. Don't be single and weak. Be single, strong and spiritual. Be spiritual, be strong financially. I said be strong financially. Be strong emotionally. Be strong in every area of your life as a single person.
Amen.
This morning I want to talk about single, troubled and blessed.
na yebekasa afa zayat nizin osijeni ohaw na inshira.
The passage we read is a very interesting one.
Na asama yekane ni asama oye enije na nimu odoye.
We see a family, the Abrahams, Mr. and Mrs. Abraham.
Yehu Abraham na neyer ana Abraham ebusia.
They were happily married.
Na wawara enije wonhoni nte.
And the Lord's blessing was upon their lives.
Na nyame Israhon.
And God blessed them with an Egyptian who was assisting them domestically.
Na wowo abawe bia na obi a obohon wo fie a wo fre no Hagar.
The name was Hagar.
Our friend Hagar.
And she witnessed this marriage of great Abraham and great Sarah.
Na ohu awan wamasa oye Abraham na neye Sarah wanawar.
It's very good that you witness good marriages.
Oye de ebezi awar papa ne ho desin.
Because what you see tends to affect you in a way or the other.
Na za ehu no okan wa brabo.
She was there to serve them whenever they needed her.
Now, our hode obosum hon abibiara wohia nembo biara.
She served so well that Abraham loved Hagar and Sarah too.
Now, osum hon ye ma Abraham penasem na neye Sarah so openasem.
Often, when you have an assistant who is helping you at home and you don't love the person, you don't tend to allow the person to stay with you for long.
Nese enye obiti nese empenasem a empenipino enye nsinanje.
If she's not gifted to really assist you, you don't find any use of her presence, and so you find it convenient to dispatch the person.
Nese oye obi a onyi aduma wodi sumuye ya oya empenipino on to nkode enye betna acher.
But Hagar was a good assistant.
Na Hagar ye obi a oye boafo papa.
She helped so much so that Sarah, having studied herself and having come to a certain conclusion, she realized that I cannot bring forth. I seem to have a problem. So she thought about how she was going to go around the problem, and her eyes fell on her assistant Hagar.
Na Hagar osumiye inti ne madam Sarah odwendwun ho de owo ehaw na ontum na onwoba no otse wose no ewrabe mosa osumi megisi de se mofane de ombo omo de mokwani da obeyeye.
Hagar had also observed that her mistress could not conceive.
Na Hagar so washe ehu de ne madam owa onyeye.
She probably saw the challenges and the mood swings that Sarah went through, as most women go through when the thing they are expecting is not happening.
Na Hagar so odnenya to form na ohu ehawa owa ne madam oya na ne raho na nkwetete ho mpa ne bia orusu dembre onwa na wawa na wanyi de kwan de woba fo yefuna no wobo na wontum na wonwe no dem ha oni nara Hagar ohu.
Now Sarah, I'm sure that she had other options apart from allowing Abraham to have a child with Hagar.
Na mejisi de anka Sarah na owo ekwan fofura anka obotum na wanyaba sende onyi Hagar obama nikun nyin ada.
But traditionally and culturally, it was an acceptable practice in those days.
Na enka no na wajitum de se enwa ebotama wa bawa nyiwukun awo na wayawoba.
So Sarah looked at Hagar and felt that she is physically developed enough and she can carry a baby.
Na Sarah ohwe Hagar no ohun de Hagar ye aketesia ba wenyi na oyo obi a obotum na wawo ana wafa yefun ma wayeye.
So she spoke to the husband about it.
Na onye nikun kasafa ho.
And told the husband, we need to get a child in this house.
Na okisa nikun de oyede yenya abofre bi ofia ha.
And I'm suggesting that you have relations with Hagar so that we can have a child.
Na mususu chiro de anka enyi Hagar benya nkitahuzi bi ama yetum na yenya ba.
And Abraham listened to the voice of Sarah.
Na Abraham tse neye na odiye adwuma.
But we don't know, do we?
No.
You see, sometimes the Bible will just give you a statement, and for every man or husband worth his salt, he may not just jump at the opportunity. It's possible, we don't know. It's possible that Sarah told him and Abraham said no. Because he's a spiritual man. God had told me I'll give you a child. But though, for those of you in this school of thought that Abraham jumped at it, we will not fight against you, because the Bible doesn't say anything to the contrary. It said Abraham listened. But we don't know whether he listened immediately, because right after Abraham had the voice, It goes to tell us that they lived in Canaan for 10 years and Hagar was given to Abraham and then they had a child. Are you following what I'm trying to say? So my point is that Abraham probably fought with the decision as you would have fought with the decision. Would you have jumped at the opportunity? So tell Mrs. Famia she should not think like that. Invariably, Abraham gave in and they had a child. Hagar became pregnant.
Now, Sarah ni Abraham kaseno ojitum. Na nyanadwende ebia okanya no jino so medasa se nyahom. Na Bible anka ne dem. Bible ma or kan de ojitum. Ebia onenyeye nya anu baba bi kede no menye. Eyis minjitum menye kra osande onyameye. Na wokase ho chare ansa Abraham orijatum. Na Bible meta de ojitum ponechi no odi infidu ansa.
But you see, invariably, after a couple of weeks, they saw the change in Sarah that she had become pregnant and was carrying a child for the Abrahams. But the sad part of this nice story is that when Hagar became pregnant, she began to despise her mistress.
Now, Abraham, he got who they were for your phone, or shas the Urubune Madame Enimtia.
And that was the beginning of the troubles of her life.
Now, a ho na neho inara nasha sifi.
So it's a major point, and I want to say it succinctly right now.
Now, oye, aza ohia pame pedemekani ye sisiara.
When you despise the authority figures in your life, you will attract a hard life.
Nese, ebu impeyfu anyamese.
When you despise your parents, you will attract a hard life. When you despise your spiritual leaders, you will attract a hard life. Look at Psalm 68, verse 6. God sets the solitary in families. So you see why God put Hagar into the family of the Abrahams. He brings out those who are bound with chains. There are some people who are single and they are bound. They cannot tell a woman, I love you. They cannot accept a man who tells them that I love you. When a man tells them, I love you, they feel that the man is a bad man. God sets the solitary in families. He brings out those who are bound with chains. But the rebellious dwells in a dry land. So when Hagar began to despise her mistress, not Abraham, as for Abraham, she probably maintained a very good dealing or relationship with him. But with Sarah, the one who had promoted her, she began to despise her. And that was an unfortunate character to portray.
Yes, Hagar. I only send you no shadow of my demeanor. Ebia, na onuna, Eja Abraham is in a one time oil for Sunday, Obun, there, Ebia, no so, Wabe, Madame Kakraba, ain't in Odin Nido Elukun. But no, Madame, now, Obe, Kwanaman, the Obenya dem, Aquinjano, Obun in Tia.
I want to say that no matter how blessed you become, more than your master who trained you, that skill, your teacher, your pastor, your father, your mother, no matter how great you become, never despise them for any reason, because it will expose your life to a hard life that you may not be able to fight against.
Amen. Na mama enso de onyeo ana onsi wutri meda krumpo de onwana nyame edua wonodo waboa de oyee wo papa wo teacher wo sofoi onwana waboa waye insiramo no de ebobu honanimtia.
The woman who is training you or who has trained you to become what you are today, don't despise her because you have a bigger business or whatever. Don't do it. Always honor such people, because doing otherwise can lead you into great trouble.
Now,
Now look at Genesis chapter 16 verse 6b. It tells us that Sarah dealt harshly with Hagar until Hagar could not stand anymore. She ran away.
Sarah, Otan, Hagar nini pama. Now,
Hagar could have been told to stay by Abraham. Abraham could have said, "You are not driving her where she's staying."
Abraham, what you want to work there, Sarah? The mother you meaning to whom? Ainti, mama Hagar unfifia ha. Na Hagar utum waiyama ope by Abraham amakwan.
That is what some men would have done.
Ebi owa anka meni fubisu beni them.
They would have said, "You, I've stayed with you for a long time. What is your use? You have not given me any child. You are not driving her away. You should rather park and leave."
Now, many wants na infipi into my woba mam. Eyi be waba for your funa mama. E na zintina epede ek pamu moko. 18 awo sisa wunzama nako.
But Abraham said, "She is your handmaiden. Do to her as it pleases you."
Now Abraham catch the near Sarah there. Or your one castle wabawa and yin sin at them actually able to my.
What this meant was that whatever the consequences of the bad treatment to Hagar was going to be, it was going to be Sarah's responsibility to carry. Between him, between her and God, and then whatever it has to be. Are you here with me?
Yeah.
So when somebody says something like that, that's one implication. That whatever it seems right to you, do it. What it means is that when the problems come, it's yours.
Now, and you hear Abraham Zema Sarah no, Nasa trying there. Ma obeye hege biaran oye nasuzi. Ono Abraham ze onye hobia wohun. Na oye ono na nyame wanite masem.
It also means that I respect you enough and I know you will do the right thing. So do what is right in your own eyes.
Na ma osan trying there. Mubuye na minyemide. Ebeye ma oye intiwara shena yeza otin wawawi nyado.
So he left the house.
Na Hagar ufifiye.
The house that she was used to.
Na if you are watching him watch her,
where she always had food to eat.
Na onya isban na bibiara oshwe bia.
Where she knew she was loved by Sarah and Abraham and all the other servants who were there.
Na onyi me there, eja Abraham na neye Sarah wo penasem. Na onwana wo ofye ho nyara wonyi ne tie.
She was running away with the baby in her womb.
Na onyi ebana onyi sen nu wodugwan.
The man who probably might have told her that, "Thank you, Hagar, for having this baby for us. We really love you for it." The man couldn't defend her anymore. She was on her own. And that is the situation some single people find themselves in. Today they're pregnant. Today they are carrying children. They are carrying babies. And the man who told you that, "I love you with all my heart," has left you and you are on your own in the wilderness taking care of that which is in you. You see, and pregnancy itself brings so much problem that when you are pregnant and you don't have a home and you have to run away from a harsh treatment, it's double jeopardy. And it was unfortunate what Hagar was going through. And I believe that that's what some singles are going through. The man has given you a child. You are now pregnant, but he's despising you. He's no longer there for you. A single person has gone into trouble.
Now, Osije ni bi at your home. Now, ma, ya mena samrika inde. Wapam ni fiona don wanyi senti. Okwai na. Oni nam de enyi sen na wan kwete erebre o san de nyin sen we onya aza order form onya yarebaze nanso nimunsam dawson na yesije ni na obi aka chode o meni ji ho biaze inara awon kwete na modo na afoye fun na waka chode madam fo menye ready enti damazi baby e peno fafa na wa brabo inara wa bewie dem na eya otu esije fu binom O Sunday, may you funa wash one corner as a dog, work at the old, may ye dear mom, mo bo, mo show, may they offer your funara pair. Now, why who running some way if you know? Them na heganit beyond or ye, ne madam repamono, Abraham and Cashi, or Shenizin, Ebia Abraham catching the old, a young from papa, if you want some pa. Ah, mo bon who ban. Where you mean, I know, Abraham and Cashi, and Hagar, now could say, na offer, ne how, not the quay.
Her pot of love had been shattered, broken.
Na kutwa na nudo ina washemu mano obwe.
Her heart had been broken as well.
Na na kumasu ebubukra.
Do you think that Hagar moved away from the Abrahams laughing and happier? She probably was crying without or crying within. She was in pain. And think about your wife when she got pregnant and needed your help. But this is a young single woman who is now on her own. On her own in the wilderness. And she didn't know where she was going, as you soon find out.
Hega ofi Abraham fun ofiere kono na onye obi aneni age ebi a orukono na orusun osande na zaneni dadu de anka obeye no osande na onyimde Abraham wo ahunya bebre enti dem ejapazini nara no obeye madam ketekete no ne na neba we benye dem azinya nanso nenyi dadu neza na odwen hu nara no wabewie na ode na nkwete na okokobone bra dem na eya ote de eye even wari nyina wukun afo yefuna ehianem boy na onyi hode obobbo oyare ho oyeye o demara na hega oye osijeni no ohun ne ho na awre ho ahyenema.
Look at verse 7 and 8.
Yenhwe ni yim ison na awotwe.
And the angel of the Lord found her by a fountain in the wilderness, by the way, in the way to Shur.
Na obofu no hun wo esu bia otu.
So she was found by the angel. Yeah, that's
bafu,
fine.
Bafu hun wo esubia otu fountain a oben shy.
And he said, Hagar, Sarah's maid, where are you coming from and where will you go?
Na bafu ni boni zinka de Hagar, Sarah na bawa en hint na efina hint na eriko.
And she said, I flee from the face of my mistress Sarah.
Na Hagar catcher bafu ni de mugwani fi Ma madam Sarah ho.
Do you know the good part of this verse?
Na eni gesama owo asama yakani mu.
The good part is that God met her while she was in trouble.
Na eni gesami de nyamishian wabra na owa home.
I said God met her while she was in trouble.
Nyamishian wo abra na owa home.
God will meet the single at the time of their trouble.
Na nyame beshia osijenu wabra owa home.
And the angel said, or the Lord said, where are you going? Where are you coming from? And where will you go?
Na na me bisande ehin na efi na me hin na eriko na ehin na eboko.
This is a question many single people have had to answer.
Na eye ensama eya esidefu pio de wo yanu.
They ask themselves, with this condition, this state in my life, where can I go?
Na dem te bia mu hu mu hu ehin fa na meze dem yefuni bofa.
We have come to tell you to be strong because God's eye is on the single who is in trouble.
Amen. My body am can't throw there. Yesin o send the nyame nani wo do.
Now the angel gave Hagar an advice.
Na bofunu tu Hagar fo.
And what a blessing it became unto her.
O ye one wa isira oba Hagar na brabum.
Look at verse 13 of chapter 16.
Yenhwe ni yim de basan.
And Hagar called the name of the Lord that spoke unto her, thou seest me. For she said, have I also here looked after him that seeth me?
Na Hagar de nyame ehum ana amenso moshwe nyame dem awehum ya.
You see, think about it very well. Hagar did not organize a prayer meeting to confront God, if you like.
Na Hagar na dwen de inde nyumbris meni na merbetin tem ana ewiabri mbosse gunyame no do na wabompe akere nyame.
But the God of love who is rich unto all met her at the point of her need to help her.
Amen. Na nyame a edo ahyenema no osian wabra no owo ahohiehie.
Our God is a God of the second chance.
Nyame ye nyame a osan bo ekwan a ahyere no odoto ho mo bio.
He does not approve our despising our authority figures, but in the midst of our mistakes he comes to show us how we can come out and where we can go.
Amen. Na nyame onje ntum de yebobu mpenfo a wohwe yandu na nimtia na se yakwa homa nyame bo ekwan ma ohwere hen bia yeboko.
And I want to declare unto you that God is looking at you wherever you are, in whatever condition you are in.
Amen. Na ende eti henza nyame bebia ehye bia no ohun.
Look at the advice the angel gave Hagar.
Yehwe afuto abofu no ozima Hagar.
Verse 9.
Ni yima kuno.
And the angel of the Lord said unto her,
now bafono kechre Hagar there,
return to your mistress.
San kwa wo madam ho.
And submit yourself under her hands.
Na bro wo ho ase woni saze.
So there are three things you need to take note over there.
Na nzame basa wo ho oyde ehwe wa ha.
Return to your God. You see, for us Christians, our mistress or our master is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Na eye enye ne Christian fo no hian ni wura ana hian madam
When you miss and you take a false step that brings you an unexpected consequence, you don't run away from God. Return unto your God and get closer unto Him, because the nearness of God is still to your advantage. Return to God, return to your parents. Return to God, return to your advisors. Return to God, return to your pastors. And let them show you the way you should go, because there is a way of blessing in the midst of your troubles. Your father said you shouldn't go out with a man you did, and you are pregnant today. Your father is angry with you. Your mother is angry with you. Still return and tell them your advice was right. I was wrong. I'm so sorry what has happened. But I still want you to take me as a daughter, as a son. See, the parents, sometimes they get and they go through every good parent. Let me say this. Every good parent is never happy if he has to say certain things, tell his daughter that I'm disappointed in what you are doing or what you have done and all that. Out of anger, one man out of anger, he said, yes, I don't want to see you. Just get away from here and all that. But in their heart of hearts, they still love you. They still like you. So the wisdom is that don't listen to the words they are putting out. Understand them that they are wounded as well. Are you here with me?
Yeah.
If they are not fathers of a certain category, this is how you deal with them. Take their words, but take it not absolutely. And know that it's a temporary reaction to something that is unpleasant to them. But go back to them, return to them, do it over and over until you are accepted. Because there's a blessing in that covering. But if you choose to stay away because he said, go away. And you said, but he said I should go away, so I'm going away. You are going to create more problems for yourself. But when you humble yourself and you return as the angel advised Hagar, you will see that you'll be set into a new track of blessing in the midst of your troubles. Are you here with me?
Yeah. Na yehu de Hagar ne how a ebe fem bia de eye osigeni no men gwanin fi wawfo wo pamu wo zi hu ye osan de batan pepe biara no orike de oye mi ye de mo wo na ebudem subani achrem no wona akome mu ankasa no oda ho ado eye ye na no suru fem onye wankuti na wani megwase osan de enim gwase ni bia kan enti oka de kwa men fana asem nyina de ose mama mi sifia ha bio nti awoso ajatun bombozen de okade kodu sanbredu na bombozen na wonji wutum na wonji wutum a na ebefia osande bambo papa wo eho sende ebefo wutrasua de wara bobo wobra.
That is a godly advice the angel gave Hagar.
Na eyiye nyame afutu papa bofo no ozima Hagar.
See, this supernatural experience that Hagar had, it touched there, it broke her heart so much. It didn't break her heart the way the sack broke her heart. This one, it gives you a broken and a contrite. It's a heart that breaks you so much that you said to yourself, it may be hard for me to go back, but I'm prepared to do the will of God. That divine encounter she had drew her closer and sent her back to her mistress who had treated her harshly.
Now, Abra bo furuma na futu papa de on san nature nko no na akoma bubu na onya akoma na obubu de ma wapam ni fini fie de onko abanu no oyɛ akoma obotwe na ogitum de ehwo ya mesa na akwezi oyɛ zen nanso osan de nyame echam de muntu de ma na meye na osan kwɛ na nsira biara oyɛ onya no onye.
And the angel says, submit yourself under her hands.
Na
see, sometimes when you hear a young person who says that my madam is very harsh, she doesn't give us break, all you need to tell the person is submit yourself under her hand. Submit yourself under her hand.
Bro,
that That means that return, submit, stay under authority.
Now my ultra in there, son, brown wasi, na she tumasi.
So you see, sometimes you have mothers, they will say, give me the child, go back to school, we will support you, we will take care of you. You give me the child, he's my grandchild, she's my grandchild, I'm going to take care of the child. So a good mother takes the child away from the young lady so the young lady can pursue a profession or her education. See, that's what I'm saying, that go back. If they sack you again, go back. Go back with somebody they will listen to, but go back by all means. Because it's going to help you. Otherwise, you're going to have too many things to carry and to develop your life. And you may stoop so low subsequently, and then your life. You see, sometimes, I mean, one day I met a very beautiful lady. She had a lot of potential. And she had a lot of children within a short space of time. And I said, this lady should have been helped because she has potential. At this stage in her life, she has more than two children, I think three or so. And she's still young. She may have more. But if the first mistake had been redeemed in a certain sense and she had been ordered to go back to school, she would have gone back to school, become strong academically, become strong financially, and then that which was an unfortunate event can turn at a point and become a great blessing when you see that your firstborn is of this age. Are you here with me?
Yeah. Now, Bantan Pepe Biarano said, Oba ofum na ozi baby fia, ma oye inde, maje oba, ko, koso wadisyado, afum is mara moshen, na waman embua oye de onya, amanasu wetum na wejinanenando. Na sofusia obia, na ose oye akitesi ba na wawo ebiena na ibasa. Na osho bia na nzama papa pi wonu ma obotu ma beye ni patiti sen ma dama brena na owom no e hawa no oriko minara na okade se onyo bi ma obo a eraba na anko jizi de eraba no na brabo enye de ma otimi san de dem how kra odinu hu koshem na wato de bien wato de basa ma na brabo no aye basa basa dem inta futu yin de se wakade ko empenu dun and our hamper sandwich not for once woho kwase tum nasi.
If you've not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this prayer after me. Dear Lord, I repent of my sins. Please come into my heart and make you my Lord and personal Savior. Thank you for forgiving and accepting me as your child. If you have no place of worship, I wish to formally invite you to worship with us on Sundays at 8 a.m. at the Prevailing Word Chapel, located 3 minutes drive from the St. Peter's International School. Come and be blessed.
These books were written by Reverend Ibuasan.
Family Matters, Counseling with Skill, Elders Ministry, Helps Ministry, and True Love are all available at Red Crest Bookshop, Sego Junction, and Expressions Gift and Cash Shop next to UBA Bank, Takrady.
Lord, I love to sing your praise.